375-2872. Jan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was calling in regards to, gosh, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I think I know what you're going to tell me, and I have to make my mom listen to you.
If you think you know what I'm going to tell you, then what is not useful about what you think I'm going to tell you? That's an important question.
It's not a quick fix.
Nothing is.
Yeah.
I'm still working on rehabbing my wrist that I broke 3.5 months ago. Nothing's a quick fix. If that's the only problem, then you have to learn as an adult that very few things are a quick fix.
Agreed. I just thought maybe you would have some sort of pearls of wisdom or some sort of insight.
Madam, you already have the pearls of wisdom. You said you already knew what I was going to say. I believe you.
Yeah, I know.
You already know. Mm-hmm. So my question again, calm down. My question again is, if you already know, expedite it. And then you say, but it's not a quick fix. This is not a program of quick fixes. There's no pearl of wisdom for a quick fix. There just isn't. So if you do know the answer, then persevere and make everybody proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess it would just be part of being normal is what you would respond with.
Probably.
Okay. All right then, I mean, I thought, like I say, maybe you would have some more insight to it, but then again, or maybe you'll just respond with that's normal.
Insight to what exactly that you don't have insight with already? I'm a little confused because it sounds to me like you know what you need to do. It's just damned annoying to have to do it.
Can I explain to you real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Every year around this time when it's back to school, and I have two boys, fifth grade and sixth grade, and every year around this time, I always pull out old pictures of them. Preschool, newborn babies, pictures. I put the husband to bed, kids to bed, and I just sit, turn on sad music, and I just start crying, and I start reflecting back at those times when they were still, you know, so little, so young, and now that they're growing up, I mean, it's, I guess I'm having a difficult time with it.
Because you're being incredibly selfish.
Wow.
That's your pearl of wisdom insight. You're being unbearably selfish.
Your kids would
feel guilt. Are you kidding? It's all about how you feel about yesterday. Your husband is living in the today. He gets kicked to the curb. The kids are going to have a sense that they can't be autonomous adults because mom is going to cry all night looking at pictures. This is incredibly selfish.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. I don't want to be selfish, so.
Well, this is beyond selfish, catering to what was. What was can never be again. So we might as well get rid of your husband and throw your kids out a window.
No, absolutely not. They're my life.
Why absolutely not?
Because I love it. And
they shouldn't
live for them.
Your life. You shouldn't live for them. That's incredibly selfish. They're not here living for you. Your children are not living for you. Your husband is not living for you, for your benefit. You have no right to put that pressure on anybody. You are my life. It's incredibly destructive.
Okay. I understand.
It doesn't make you wonderful. It doesn't make you a better mother. Makes you worse because what is doesn't work for you. What was did. So do you look at pictures of your wedding, or he doesn't even get on that list?
There are times that I watch the video, yeah, to the wedding, definitely.
And cry about what was. Now, to do that once is cute.
It was more happy tears when I watched the video.
To do that, I don't care what kind of tears. If you do that more than once or twice a decade, then you're doing with him the same thing you're doing with them. It's what they made you feel back then that matters to you, not the progression of them moving away from you, which is their job now.
And that's what I want. I want them to be autonomous.
No, not when you're crying all night, sobbing
but
all night, listening to music.
Not in front of them, on my own.
Sweetheart, you think... You think we're all that compartmentalized that we don't show things we feel?
I'm sure there are
times. Do you think we're all that good at hiding?
No,
do you think that all your behaviors and attitudes towards the kids never give away that they are your life? They must not be your life. It's not their job.
Okay.
Their job is to grow away from you and have their own life. Their job is to benefit from the love and direction and support of you and leave you.
I guess I have a hard time thinking that that's going to happen when I shouldn't. I should be proud of that time to happen.
I can agree with that, but this is your selfishness. It's about how you feel.
I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to raise snowflakes. I want to raise two.
Everybody says that to me. And I hate to say this because I'm a talk show host, but sometimes talk's cheap. So, go to bed with your husband, have great sex. Never sit there and look at those pictures anymore, ever. Put them away. And once a year on Christmas, everybody can take them out and look at stuff and make jokes, but never do what you've been doing anymore. Never. Ever.
I really needed to hear that. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I go do the right thing.